Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Tropical Depression Imelda dumping heavy rain on Texas. We've got the story.
I'm Rodney Price. The Sedgwick County Commission votes on a group home proposal. I'll have that story coming up.
Governor Kelly recognizes Kansas volunteers who helped with Hurricane Dorian. I'm Dan O'Neill.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday. A very warm air mass continues to move our way from the southwestern part of the country, and that's going to keep our high temperatures running above normal for this time in September. Our complete forecast is coming up.
A tornado struck Baytown, Texas, near Houston Wednesday, part of Tropical Depression Imelda. Harris County Sheriff Ed Gonzalez says the damage done to the town could have been much worse.
Some of the best words I heard, though, were from one of the homeowners that said, everything's destroyed, but everyone's alive. He said all of his damage was caused in about 2 minutes. Right. It was a miracle because he was inside the house when it happened.
What's left of the storm continues moving slowly inland and is expected to produce more rain through the end of the week. One person suffered critical injuries in a motorcycle crash in Butler County overnight. The accident happened at Southeast 210th Street and Coal Creek Road east of Douglas. The motorcycle was reportedly the only vehicle involved. A man has died after his car collided with a truck and landed in a pond in northwest Sedgwick County Tuesday night. 58-year-old Clifford Bliss of Sedgwick was submerged in the pond before he was pulled out by firefighters. He later died at a hospital. The driver of the truck, 37-year-old Jeffrey Dirks of Halstead, was not injured. Investigators say Bliss ran a stop sign at 167th Street West and 109th Street North. The Sedgwick County Commission has heard another request for a group home for foster children in the southern part of the county.
The commission originally heard the request on July 17th, and it was returned to the Metropolitan Area Planning Commission for more study. The home in the 8300 block of South Hydraulic would house six children. The commission heard public comments both for and against the proposal.
I ask that you, county commissioners, approve this conditional use request and help put some family structure and care into the lives of two more young people in Sedgwick County.
I'm begging you. We can't get the issue of the water resolved out there. We don't want the rezoning out there either.
In the end, the board voted 3-2 to deny the conditional use permit for the group home. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
Governor Laura Kelly thanked first responders from Kansas who helped with hurricane recovery efforts on the East Coast.
Volunteers from around the state provided aid and medical care to people impacted by Hurricane Dorian. Red Cross volunteer Gary Conner tells KSN News he rode out the storm with a family at a shelter in North Carolina.
We made sure everybody was okay. You know, we put them up in a motel for the night, and financially, you know, we gave them a little money just to try to get back on their feet and get adjusted.
The Red Cross now says volunteers are on standby in case they're needed to help with flooding relief in Texas. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
President Trump was touting the effectiveness of newly constructed barriers as he toured the U.S.-Mexico border Wednesday. Fox's Trace Gallagher reports.
The final stop of his three-day trip out west, President Trump toured a new section of the border wall south of San Diego, boasting that it, quote, can't be climbed, and saying the federal government had 20 skilled mountain climbers try and scale the structure, but they were unsuccessful. The president also pointed out the wall is built of concrete and rebar, making it tough to cut through or knock over, and that it retains heat.
You won't be able to touch it. You can fry an egg on that wall. It's very, very hot.
Meantime, critics continue to say that new wall construction is scarce. When asked why Mexico isn't paying for the wall, the president dodged, saying Mexico is paying for troops to stem the flow of migrants.
The president and his administration have said they plan on building between 450 and 500 miles of fencing along the nearly 2,000-mile-long border by the end of 2020. A civilian employee of the Butler of the Barton County Sheriff's Office in Kansas has been charged with rape. Barton County Attorney Levi Morris says 64-year-old Jimmy Hapes of Great Bend was charged Wednesday after he turned himself into county authorities. Hapes is a civil process server for the sheriff's office. KNSS News time now, 7:05, 5 minutes past 7 o'clock. Got sports coming up, and Jad's on the sports desk this morning, Jad.
That's right, and we've got some baseball news, and we've got some football news, and we'll talk all about it coming up in sports.
All right, Kansas Congressman Ron Estes says Taiwan has signed letters of intent to buy billions in Kansas products. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted now, 7:09, 9 minutes past 7 o'clock. Kansas Congressman Ron Estes says Taiwan has signed letters of intent to buy billions in Kansas products. The $3.6 billion deal includes soybeans, wheat, corn, and beef. Estes says Taiwan's agricultural delegation will be in Kansas today. Congress and the White House still considering what to do about gun violence.
President Trump tells Fox News he is willing to stand up to the NRA only if it doesn't keep Americans from keeping weapons they are entitled to own. A leaked DOJ plan would expand background checks to all commercial gun sales, including gun show sales, the idea prompting pushback from the NRA, who calls it a non-starter. But Tennessee Republican Senator Marsha Blackburn tells Fox's Shannon Bream she thinks finding common ground is possible.
Not any of us want someone who's a danger to themselves or others to have access to any kind of weapon.
Meanwhile, Connecticut Democratic Senator Chris Murphy says there is no good deal the gun lobby will support, and that the White House has a choice to make. In Washington, Sean Langell, Fox News.
A shooting at a youth football game may have been brought on by an angry mother.
A man showed up to the game in Fort Worth with a gun and started pulling the trigger, hitting a woman in the leg and grazing a girl's back. Police say this guy was the son of 39-year-old Shanita Nicole Hawley, who called him to the game. She was arrested Monday night during a traffic stop, and now she's charged with making a terroristic threat. That's because witnesses heard her screaming that they were going to spray the crowd. The son has not been identified nor arrested. By the way, the players on the field for this football game, they were only 8 years old. John Saucier, Fox News.
It's less expensive to drive the Kansas Turnpike if you use a K-Tag than if you pay cash at the toll booth. Thanks to a new partnership, you can have the best of both worlds if you don't want to tie your travel to a credit card. Rachel Bell is with the Turnpike Authority.
We are partnering with a company called BankPass, and they will offer a toll sticker that is reloadable with cash at area retailers. The way the BankPass works is you will reload your account with cash, and then you'll receive text messages from BankPass that alerts you kind of as you go how much money you still have on your account.
Bell says retail locations have not been released yet. Now look at the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist T.J. Springer. Good morning, T.J.
Good morning to you, Steve. How's it going?
Going good. I'm just wondering if Imelda's ever going to brush right through Kansas here.
Oh, wow. I know, man. Some heavy rains down there. But yeah, it's still looking like probably locations east of the Turnpike are going to have that better chance for more widespread showers and thunderstorms as we head throughout the next few days. I think today, most of us going to stay dry. There is a disturbance out to our west that is going to provide for some showers and thunderstorms that could be on the stronger side out in our western neighborhoods out along the Colorado-Kansas state line. But here in the metro, only left it at a 10% chance for a spotty shower or thunderstorm in the afternoon. Highs steam yet again for this time of the year, topping out near 90. As we head into tonight, we'll dip back towards 69, keeping that small chance of a shower or thunderstorm around, but a bit higher of a chance as we head through our day tomorrow because of this front that is approaching from the northwest and the remnants of Imelda kind of heading up and merging with that. That's going to provide for the chance for some showers and thunderstorms, but a better chance as we head into our Saturday. Highs a lot cooler tomorrow near 81, and as we get into the start of the weekend, we're going to hold on to the highs in the low to mid-80s, so definitely more seasonable for this time of the year.
Wow.
The current temperature is 71 in Wichita right
now.
So
when does fall begin? The next week or the day? When, next weekend? What is it, the 21st?
Yeah.
When is it officially?
Fall actually begins on Monday. I believe
okay.
That's the 23rd. Yeah.
All right.
So the autumnal equinox upon us, which is hard to believe, fall is right around the corner.
which has been explained to me, the autumnal equinox, and it's a little bit for me like the Electoral College. I don't.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
I've never heard that before. I like that you're putting it that way.
It's one of those things that I can't quite get a handle on. But anyway, so false.
I always just say equal parts day, equal parts night. That's usually my best guess. But it has to really deal with the tilt of the Earth,
right?
And then you get into all of that. But
the Earth tilts.
Yeah.
How can something tilt that is flat? That's what I want to know.
I know. Is that great? 23.5 degrees. Yeah, there we go.
Yeah, there you go. All right. Thank you, TJ. Appreciate it. The KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist TJ Springer there. Today is Thursday, September 19, 2019. It was on this date in 1970, the Mary Tyler Moore Show debuted on CBS TV. And I got to tell you, we've talked about this before. That show was groundbreaking in that, well, in a way it was. You had a female working in television and broadcasting, which on the air, which was a little rare in those days, but very rare. But it was more about the comedy and the interplay in the TV newsroom, and it was pretty interesting. What do you got, Jed? Do you got
something? Oh, I've got some traffic. We should probably do a traffic update here real quick.
Did I?
Forget. Yeah, you jumped right past it.
Okay.
That's okay.
Sorry about that.
That's okay. I did have something to pass along to everybody, though.
Go ahead.
We do have a traffic accident, and this is on Meridian, and it's at Meridian and Dora Street. That's between Harry and Pawnee,
okay.
And it's a semi-truck versus a school bus. An injury traffic accident, yeah. There were kids on the school bus. There are 6 injuries. They are all being reported so far as minor injuries.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah,
good to know that
so
they're
that's
minor.
Good news. We've got 6 injuries. They are considered minor at this time, but that's a school bus versus a semi-truck accident there on Meridian between Harry and Pawnee. We've also got a traffic accident eastbound K-254 at Webb Road. Traffic checker Steve called in and told me about that one, okay. So K-254 and Webb.
And our friends at the USD 259, I presume it's a public school bus, Susan Ironsman and those folks will be contacting moms and dads and telling them what's going on with their kids.
Yes.
This is, you know, it's something we don't want to consider if we have kids riding the bus. They do have accidents every now and then. I'm knocking on wood. Usually we haven't had a real bad one in many years here in Wichita that I'm aware of. Flu season in the southern hemisphere can be an indication of what's to come in the northern hemisphere. And the recent flu season in Australia, where winter has just ended, arrived early and with a vengeance. A particularly virulent flu strain, H3N2, dominated. What's more, a pediatric flu death has already been reported in the U.S. 4-year-old in California who had underlying health problems, but yeah, the flu season's it's here. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention estimates that last year there were 37 million to 43 million flu illnesses in the U.S., and 36,400 to 61,200 flu-related deaths. Apparently kind of hard to pin down flu-related deaths. Last year's flu season ran from October 1st to May 4th. And we talk about this every year. Now, I get a flu shot, and my wife and I, almost every year. And, Jad, you and Ted don't.
actually, about 2 years ago, I was down for about a week with the flu, and ever since I have.
You have?
Yes.
Okay, but probably.
I have started getting flu shots just because I didn't want it to affect me as badly as it did. I was down for a whole week a couple of years ago with that.
And you really got plastered by it.
Yeah, and so I decided, no, I'm going to start getting flu shots.
All right. Well, they say it's just flu shots just about for everybody. And again, it doesn't cover everything that can come along, but usually a fairly high percentage. And it's a good way to go. And you can get them, you can get them free almost everywhere.
Yeah.
I think Shelley and I went to Dillon's last year. Of course, Walgreens does them. They advertise doing them, and I think it's a healthy thing to do. Flu shot.
I was at my doctor's office for something else entirely, and one of my doctor's nurses came in. You have your flu shot yet? Nope. Boink. Oh,
boink,
now
there you
have.
Go. Whoa. What was that?
That was quick.
Okay.
Yep.
Hey, coming up this morning and today at Century 2, Exposure, the Wichita Regional Chamber of Commerce's big, big business one-on-one networking extravaganza. Ted and I are going to be down there around the noon hour today. So if you're looking for us at Exposure, we'll be there. And seems like, what are we?
We've got an Exposure.
All right. I'll talk more about that coming up in next hour. Steve and Ted now, 7:18 here on this Thursday morning. It is time for sports with Jad Chambers taking over the sports desk this morning, Jad.
That's right. And yesterday we had an interesting game in Oakland as the Royals took on the Oakland Athletics. Danny Duffy for the Royals goes 7 innings, only allows two hits. But he was dueling with Homer Bailey of the A's, who was going seven innings and only allowed three hits. He struck out 11, Homer Bailey did. So it was, well, it was 0-0 throughout the full nine innings. So we'll look at the 11th inning. The Royals loaded the bases with two outs, and up comes AL home run leader Jorge Soler, who struck out, and then on to the bottom of the 11th. And, well, this is how it all ended. You heard it yesterday over on KFH.
From the belt, the pitch down the right field line. That's a base hit, and this game is over. Oakland will win it 1-0 on Mark Canna's single down the right field line, and the Athletics take two games of this three-game series.
Yep, that's right. So Oakland wins it 1-0 in 11 innings. You know, with the balls as juiced as they are in baseball these days, it just doesn't seem like we have very many 11-inning 0-1 games
right
out there anymore. But
well, the Royals, they weren't even hitting the ball, so it didn't matter.
That's what we dealt with yesterday. We've got the Wichita State volleyball team scheduled to travel to Nebraska. A pair of matches in the Creighton Blue Jay Classic. First up, number 15, Creighton. That's today at 3 o'clock. Tomorrow afternoon, the Shockers face Wyoming. And that's all ahead of them going up to Lincoln on Saturday to take on the number 1 Cornhuskers. So Wichita State volleyball, big weekend for Wichita State volleyball. Wichita State baseball, some exhibition action this weekend. They host Nebraska in a fall game. And yesterday, Wichita's Shocker head coach, Eric Wedge, brand new head coach Eric Wedge, he had a message for the fans.
I hope the curiosity gets the best of them and they come out here on Saturday. You know, now's the time to get on board, because not too far from now, everybody will be. You know, right now, get on board here and you know, watch the process and be a part of that process as we build and as these kids continue to work and get better. You know, this was a special program for a long time. It's going to be a special program again. The only thing we're not sure about is the timetable. You know, nobody's smart enough, myself included, to figure that one out. But what we can do is make sure we do everything we need to do every single day, continue to build, and eventually, you know, you knock that door down.
So they're going to get a fall exhibition game in on Saturday.
Everybody's pretty much excited about seeing Shocker baseball this year, see if we can have a little comeback going there. Huh?
Yeah, yeah. And that's Saturday at X Stadium, first pitch at 2 o'clock if you're interested in checking that out. And speaking of baseball, this is kind of breaking. This just came out. Wichita Baseball 2020 just announced their inaugural season home dates.
The new AAA club?
That's right.
Okay.
They're already talking about when they're going to be playing at home.
Yeah.
So
and the stadium's not done
yet. Stadium's not even done yet. Yeah. Okay. But here it is. Baseball fans will have 7 opportunities to see their new team play during the first homestand. That includes 3 games against the Memphis Redbirds, April 14th through the 16th. The Redbirds are a AAA affiliate of the St. Louis Cardinals.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. That's going to be Tuesday, April 14th, that first day.
April 14th, right around tax day.
That's okay. Right. Tuesday, April 14th, 2020.
That'll be fun.
Yeah, so they already announced that. They've got a series against the Memphis Redbirds, and then they've got a series against the Nashville Sounds. That's an affiliate of the Texas Rangers.
Wow.
And so that's the first seven games of their home season have been scheduled already.
All right.
There isn't even a stadium out there right now.
Go Doodahs!
Well, we don't know that either. Right. Yeah. Now it's still officially Wichita Baseball 2020. That's sports. Let's Steve and Ted in the morning.
Hey, the Midwest Beer Fest is coming up at the Kansas Star Casino September 28th. At the Kansas Star Casino. A lot of activities down there, special activities going on at the Beer Fest. I've got a couple of tickets if you'd like to go to the 2019 Midwest Beer Fest Casino at the Kansas Star Casino. Now, you're going to have all kinds of information. You're going to have food trucks, DJs, beer gardens, all kinds of things going on down there. And it's going to be a lot of fun. So if you'd like to go, give me a call, 869-1330, 869-1330, if you'd like to go to the Midwest Beer Fest. All right, 722, Steve and Ted, keep it here for Rush Limbaugh's morning update. Some strange advice for people who raise chickens. That's on the way, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.